Maybe you've been hearing the rumblings. There's this place online full of builders and creators sharing interest in cultivating relationships on a new social network. That social network is Farcaster. For the average Joe like me, just looking to grab some light entertainment from a timeline, Farcaster is just this place where you can find interesting people who share your passions. This thing kind of feels like if you took a classic Twitter feed and smashed it together with the depth and personalization of Reddit. But under the hood, Farcaster is so much more. What's up? I'm Jack Wilds from the Noun Square, and in this series, we're going to break it down for you. Here's the straight up answer. Farcaster is a sufficiently decentralized social network built on Optimism, an Ethereum L2 rollup. But what does that even mean for you? For developers and builders, it means the freedom to work with APIs that aren't controlled by a centralized group that could rug you whenever they feel like. For creators, it means you have a direct relationship with your audience without having the fear that your audience will be taken from you. For everyone else, it means you can post whatever you want, like links. Right now, if you were to hop onto any other social media platform and link this video because you like me and you want to support TNS and the Yellow Collective, your post would get nerfed, silenced, suppressed. These centralized social apps don't want you to leave their platforms. No, they need you to keep scrolling so they can rage bait your engagement and sell you another toaster. That's how they feed the machine. See, we're all just renting space on their apps. We don't own our accounts or data. For example, on August 1st, 2022, Steve Will Do It, a popular YouTuber, had his channel with 4 million subscribers deleted overnight. A channel that took years to build, vanishing in an instant because of changing terms of service. With no possible recourse, Steve has gone on to other networks, but has lost a majority of his audience in doing so. On Farcaster, your audience is yours, and no one can take it from you. There's a key reason for this. Farcaster is a network. It's a protocol that holds all social graph data, and clients such as Warpcast, Supercast, and Flink are just apps used to access the network. That means you can use any client you like. Your data carries over between all of them. So, don't like the UX of Warpcast? That's fine. Switch to Supercast. Not happy with that client? Switch again. This is all seamless, and you won't have to build a new audience and identity every time. In fact, because it's public and decentralized, you could even build your own app to interact with the network. It's a game changer. Farcaster is putting the power back in the hands of their users, giving the true feeling of freedom on a network. I could talk about this all day, but you won't truly understand its potential until you try it yourself. Make sure to drop us a like and follow so you can catch part two of the series, where we're going to show you how to get set up on Farcaster and take you through some of the key features of the most popular clients. That way you can send your first cast. And if you're already on Farcaster, give us a follow there at the Noun Square and check out our channel called Yellow. Until next time, I'll see you on Farcaster.